It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferrat. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has been engaged in a decades-long battle with Canadian oil company Enbridge over Line 5. That's an oil pipeline that cuts through tribal land in northern Wisconsin.
In 2019, the Bad River Band filed a federal lawsuit against Enbridge, saying that Line 5 was trespassing on treaty-protected land and demanding that it be removed. A U.S. district judge ordered Enbridge to shut down a section of the pipeline by June 2026. That decision is now in an appeals court.
Whether Line 5 ultimately stays or goes, the Bad River ban has raised concerns over the risk to the Mishkazibi, or Bad River, which flows through the tribe's land and into Lake Superior.
Erosion has moved the river closer to the pipeline. This would be a major threat to the Bad River watershed if the pipeline were to leak or rupture.
Last week, Bad River Band Chairman Robert Blanchard sent a letter to Enbridge outlining a plan he has to protect the Bad River. He joins us now. Chairman Blanchard, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Before I get into the details of your plan and that letter we just mentioned, I want to talk about the river itself, the Mishkazibi, and what it means to the Bad River Band and the tribe at large.
Yes. Before I get to your questions, I would like to explain why the Bad River is so important to our people here. Many of our members here on the reservation it's very important to us as for subsistence, hunting, fishing, and gathering of our medicines, and just you know, healing our people. You know, those medicines that we gather along that river, and which I gather myself, use for self-healing, for healing of my relatives and anybody that would need it. So it is very important to us.
Last week, you sent a letter to the company Enbridge asking for its cooperation on a plan you've outlined to help protect the Bad River from erosion near the existing Line 5 oil pipeline. What case did you make in the letter? It gets a little detailed, but what are some of the erosion protections you're hoping that Enbridge can work on?
Well, as you know, that the river itself is changing its course, you know, natural. For it to do that, and the place it is doing it at is what we call the meander, and right now that is about 10 or 11 feet from the pipe, and once it reaches the pipe, who knows what's going to happen there. I mean, we need to protect our resources. We need to protect what's important to our people.
And you have a specific project in mind. Enbridge proposed a plan last year saying they want to plant a tree barrier to help slow down that erosion. You weren't wild about that plan. What were the problems there, and what do you hope to see instead?
Well, I think Enbridge has proposed one or two plans which did not meet the water quality, Bad River, you know, so what we did is we are trying to work with Enbridge to come up with a plan that would be able to protect that. And at the same time, whenever that pipe is not there anymore, that could be removed.
And
it's called log jacks is actually what it's called. I didn't know what it was either until I seen the drawings of it. So it looks like it could be very effective, and it looks like it could do just what we need it to do.
Part of your concern and part of the problem coming to an agreement, as I understand it, Chairman Blanchard, is whatever plan is put in place to block the erosion, how much impact is the construction there going to have? Are roads going to have to be built in? Helicopters used to lower things in? How important is it to limit the disruption to the surrounding land in tackling this erosion problem?
Yeah, there won't have to be any roads be constructed to get to the site. Everything will be constructed off-site, which would be airlifted by helicopter to location and placed along the riverbed to help protect.
Has Enbridge responded to your letter yet?
I believe they have, and we are trying to work with them, and I think we even had one meeting so far, which another one is coming up here. I think it's this week or next week. So we are collaborating to hopefully get this project underway.
We're talking about a new plan to protect the Bad River from erosion that's bringing it closer to the Line 5 oil pipeline owned by the company Enbridge. With us, Robert Blanchard, Chief Executive Officer and Tribal Chairman of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Chairman Blanchard, this, solving the erosion for the existing Line 5, that's kind of the temporary debate. The longer term argument here is whether that pipeline should be going through your land in the first place. This is the subject of court battles. Where does that stand right now?
Well, right now that is still... It's still in the courts. It went through the Court of Appeals, and we're just, I think we're still waiting on word to come back out of there to see what we do next, what happens next. So it's a waiting game at this point.
And you attended a public hearing last month in Ashland about a proposal to reroute Line 5. What was your experience there at that public hearing?
Well, I did give testimony at that public hearing, and of course, they want to reroute, which would still, the line would still be within our watershed, which is something, again, that we are strongly opposed to, because anything happening in our watershed still affects us downstream at the Bad River.
The EPA recently issued a new rule that requires states to consider tribal treaty rights when setting water quality standards. A few states have sued the EPA to challenge that rule, saying it's going too far. Several tribes have intervened in the case in support of the rule. What is your take on that guideline issued by the EPA?
Well, I support the rule, and I hope that the courts uphold it. The new rule ensures that states and the EPA will engage in consistent process for taking treaty reserve rights into account when they develop state water quality standards.
With Line 5, and what is the outcome you're hoping for? No more Line 5 at all, or that there's a route that completely bypasses the Bad River watershed? What, when all the dust settles from all these court cases, what do you hope the world looks like?
Well, our best hope is shut down and remove Line 5 from within our reservation and our watershed.
And the concern that Enbridge raises is that, hey, this is oil that people need around the country. It needs to move and flow and be used by people, and it's economically unviable. They've offered some money to the tribe in the past and offered help with renewable energy there. Is there any compromise you could see with Enbridge that still says Line 5 exists somewhere in your watershed?
Well, Enbridge has... I think it's kind of a scare tactic myself that they're saying that this is going to raise energy prices and all. One of Enbridge's own people said that it wouldn't raise gasoline prices more than a penny a gallon. But as far as that goes, I think we just need to have it removed and taken out of our watershed.
We've seen similar disputes happening on tribal land and watersheds elsewhere in the country, North Dakota and elsewhere. Are you in contact with other tribal leaders around the country who are dealing with similar disputes?
Well, I guess Bay Mills in Michigan is having some of the same issues with Enbridge, except theirs is having to deal with the pipe that lays on the bottom of the lake going across by Mackinac Strait.
Can you talk a little bit about tribal sovereignty itself? Non-tribal members might not be familiar with it, with what it is and how it works. What is tribal sovereignty, and why do you think we should take it seriously, more seriously maybe than we do?
Well, tribal sovereignty is our right to govern ourselves, go the way that we think that we need to be. to make decisions. We have our own government, and we need to do what's best for our nation.
The Bad River Band was recently highlighted in a new documentary film that premiered earlier this year. We talked about that here on Wisconsin Public Radio. What has been your response, the tribe's response, since that film came out?
I think the response has been very good. I always get a lot of questions on that whenever I go someplace. A lot of people have seen it. And a lot of people have came away with a different point of view sometimes, and I just think the movie speaks, you know, it's a very good movie. If you haven't seen it, I would say go see it.
And wrapping up, you've got the Menomon Powwow coming up next month. Chairman Blanchard, what are you looking forward to in this year's powwow?
Well, for me, the powwow is a chance for us to bring our relatives together, you know, and celebrate that wild rice. And for me, I'm getting up there in age, but I still go out there and I harvest. So I was out last year harvesting, and I look forward to that. And I think that's what's one of the things that are really important to us is that, you know, and if something were to happen here, as far as the pipe goes, that could all be history.
Chairman Blanchard, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Robert Blanchard, Chief Executive Officer and Tribal Chairman of the Band River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. He was with us to talk about the tribe's new plan to protect the Bad River watershed. If you've been following the Line 5 debate, participating in it, have thoughts one way or another, love to hear from you. Email us, wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.